to get these tomato plants for Polly.
Oh, your glass. Where have you? Have you picked
Drop
your glasses up?
Yes.
Seeing as you frequently forget
them.
And
she wants some posters for Gordon Adam, but I mean the proper ones. But those might do. She turns them over.
What?
Those there, because those are the ones I had for the European elections.
Oh.
So did you say the yellow leaves on this umbrella tree are due to?
If they're not, if they don't, if it doesn't get sufficient light, the leaves turn all green.
Green, right. So natural. So that would.
Its proper name is a.
Schefflera,
something like that.
So those have been getting plenty of sunshine, light. And
yes,
those haven't.
If it's been standing on the floor, though, only the top leaves would. I don't know what to do about having it there, though. That's right above the radiator. It'll dry it out.
Well, that's where
that's why I said, do you think we should stand it on some gravel? In the saucer. There's plenty of gravel.
You can do.
Well, go and put some in after when you've come to work.
But that's where the other one, that first one, stood, remember, when you first got it?
Yes, but when you first got it, the radiator wasn't on. It was the summertime.
Oh.
It was bought for us in July. Ah, July. Can't remember which July.
Well, still it's on there all the time.
It didn't. We took it in the front room.
There it is. Schefflera. Schefflera.
I said I thought it was that.
Schefflera. But I'll put that in there in case it kicks it up.
Why?
Because that came out of the old one.
Well, put it on the draining board and I'll wash it and then put it back.
Right, then I'll see you tonight.
Bye. Hello, I'll go in the back, Chris.
I was going to let you in the back. I said, we'll just nip in the back and let her in the front.
It's all right, it's all right. Oof, what am I sitting on? Pillows. Some pillows. It's okay, it's just... Let's get my bag in, thank you.
More sense than me, not I've put a coat on, I sit in here sweating.
I've got a t-shirt under this. Huge long jumper.
I've got a good big thick sweatshirt on underneath. I've got a pole and egg jumper on and all.
And
foolishly put a coat on.
I got this yesterday. It's Tetris.
Hang on a minute. Let's see. Oh, very nice. Why did you get that?
I got it in Morgan, in Allen.
I should have this seatbelt fastened, shouldn't I?
Yes, you should. What's that shop like there?
I don't know. I mean, unless you... It's a daft place to have an antique shop, isn't it? Where there's no other shops.
It's a long way down. I know this...
It
looks like they'd have lots of good stuff in.
Some of it is. But, I mean, some of the things like that washing machine from about 1910 by the look of it... Mm-hmm. And the great big photograph of Queen Victoria. But they do have some nice things in. Some of the crockery
expensive
was quite nice. I don't know, I've never been in it. I've just looked through the window. And then they've got junk. I mean, that model bull. that
well,
someone's often brought, obviously brought from Spain, from a holiday. Who wants a second-hand bull from Spain?
Yes, people make, you know, I mean, you pick up... People collect strangers.
I suppose they do. Yes.
I've got a cup. A coronation cup.
Yeah.
in the loft somewhere. It's a king. It's a fat king with a beard.
George the Fifth.
And it's like, is it like in relief? It's relief, that's the word.
Yes.
In the bottom of the cup. It just looks right, but when you hold the cup up to the light, the picture comes through. You know, it's the shape and the colours come through when you hold it up to the light.
Ah. I've got some coronation mugs somewhere. I've got some that my grandmother had.
It's a nice little house there for sale. It's a big house actually.
Right next door to the pub. It's got a very, very old oak staircase in that house. Because some... no. There's Joanna, one of the girls I look after, and Rebecca, who lives next door to me. Some friends of ours years ago were thinking of buying it. It was about £5,000 then, so it shows you how long ago it is. But it needed quite a few repairs doing to it.
Just from a quick glance, it looked like it would need some work on it.
It had one of those. It had one of those cast iron baths, you know, in the middle of the bathroom with the sort of curly legs, Queen Anne type legs on it. They said it was very nice, but. They reckoned then it needed about another £5,000 spending on it.
Just think they'd be laughing now if they spent that
£5,000. Oh, yes. There. Yes. Yes, lift the seat up then, please, Chris.
And you want to smoke before you go in?
Why do you? I've got some in my bag, actually.
He's quite about what?
I'll show you.
Yeah.
Close the door so your mum can lock it. Our front passenger seat won't lock either. You've got to lock it from the inside.
Now watch this, because it fairly takes your face off. Get it at an angle away from your face. Here we are.
Thanks. Can you stick that in my... Shove it in the bag, please.
He gives the services for the church. I knew they'd be on today because it's the first Sunday of every month.
Are they invited for tea every time?
No.
Oh.
So I wonder if she's gone down there. So she might be down for the service now.
Do
you want to follow?
No, thanks.
Chris, do you want to follow?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'm going the wrong way. I'm going the way when I go with Jim, the quick way. We can't go that way when we're not staffed.
I should have explained. I should have told. I never thought.
Uh-huh. Never mind.
Can you not stop them now? The 29th.
Probably.
Well, if the witnesses have their way, they'll...
Look at these crocuses.
They're
mine are all dead.
I think they look gorgeous growing out.
They do.
The
ours are finished.
And the dark purple ones are dark.
Mind they get more sun here than they do in, or even though the ones in the front garden they're dead, and they get lots of sun. The ones in me tubs and cauldrons and stuff in the back don't get so much sun.
You got your knitting?
Of course. When do I go anywhere without me knitting? Well, I put this in the bin. Oh, I want to sneeze again. Stand on it. There we are. News post leader down there, we didn't get one this week.
There's always a pile there.
Oh, we got neither of the free press this week.
Well,
you get a free journal?
We did a few weeks ago for about a week, trying all these extra benefits you could get.
Well, what did you expect?
Well, I read the free one for the week and that was it.
Well, we get the journal.
Have you pressed the button?
You were.
If it was pressed or not. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Mum. Oh, what? Glasses clashing together. You've just made us a cup of tea, have you? If I'd got here a minute quicker, I've got you some chocolate biscuits you could have been having with that cup of tea. He gets them out the day room, I think.
Are we allowed?
I don't know. He just gets them. Well, if there's not many people sitting in the day room, perhaps we can pinch one. All the stools seem to be taken. There aren't many spare in there. Can we pinch a couple of chairs, please? The stools all seem to be taken. There you are. Are you getting one, Chris?
Yeah.
Can you carry that? Thank you. They're all watching the Sunderland match. Can you hear them? On that television, Chris.
I thought you'd gone.
Absconded. Right. Is there some washing?
Yeah.
I'll take it. It's all right. I don't mind.
My man says, check. It's just because I haven't had any for a couple of years. I'm sleeping there where I can see them, so I can...
There's you. Biscuits, Mum.
But you... Wait, what are you looking at, don't you?
Have you lost something?
No.
The wall here, you pushed your chairs back. Do you want to bring the chair forward a bit? You okay?
Come a bit forward, we can't hear you. I can't see you.
No? Yeah, well, wait a minute, I'll do it.
You stand up and paddle pull it. Oh, heave. Two steps forward.
Right,
there's your tea
back. Do that quietly. Finish that one then, the next one you can quietly. It doesn't bother people.
Have you got your knitting?
Yes. I didn't have any. I finished that one for her.
Yes.
The peach one.
Yes, like
that one. I've just got the buttons to put on. And I didn't have any wool, and I thought, what shall I start on it? And I jump as and things for school, because she starts the middle school in September.
Oh, yes, of
course. And she'll be wanting uniform ones.
Yes.
But I'm not sure what colour to do yet. And I had a bit of spare. There's a girl that I work with pregnant. So I just thought I'd knit what wool I've got.
Oh,
but
yeah,
that's in Avon. This is just a double knit. But I thought I'll knit it anyway, and it should be all right, just to give her a little something.
Yes.
It's a nice pattern. So I thought I'll take the pattern, because I ain't sure what to say.
Yes.
Who's bringing the flowers?
Those flowers.
They've been there. Why? They were from Babs.
They were from Auntie Barbara and Uncle Ellen for Mother's Day. Yeah. They sent the money to Uncle Jim and hit. Whoops. That knitting needle nearly got in your eye. And he went and got them. Let's see if they're keeping them watered.
That's not, you don't play with that. Leave that where it was.
It must leave it, or it will get
noises.
You want some water?
I'll just go and put some water in this plant. It's a shame it was an expensive one.
Just use
I'll take it to the
top. So where are you going this afternoon?
I don't know where to go. I think you might just put it down.
Anne said someone should tell us when she comes back. Summit with the church, because I know there's a service on today, and then once it's downstairs from Guidehost. But Anne says you're going away this later on, so there's no point in going down. No, nah, what's that? No. So, Sunderland's playing this afternoon, semi-fine.
There you are, it's had a drink. Mine is in its here.
Is that Capri?
You're going out to tea. That's where you're going.
Where?
At the Methodist Church. And then you're going to the service.
Which church?
You went out for lunch on Tuesday. You went to Eldon Square and you had your lunch there.
Oh, that reminds me.
You had your hair permed on Monday, was it? Or Wednesday?
Which Methodist church?
Morpeth Methodist.
She's had it permed.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's just because you haven't. It has to be wet, isn't it?
It's just been wet.
Yeah, because Jim had just come on duty and she was going up in the lift with somebody and they said, please, can we have £5? Your mother's just had her hair permed.
Is that Capri? No, it's
no,
not.
It's
no, Capri's rough. It's hard. Horrible to knit with Capri.
This.
I just didn't mean it.
This Dorothy told me about. She said, get yourself up to the wool shop.
It's nice, that, it's nice and soft.
I've got this wool threaded through here. She said, get yourself up to the wool shop at Stop Hill. I've got this cotton look stuff in all colours for 50 pence a ball. Mm. So I went.
Did you back the winner yesterday then? Did you have a bet on the race yesterday?
I won party politics one.
Did you? Jim got a ticket in the sweep at work for me, but it was, over the road.
I can never back on the
show. His didn't win either.
What's the crack?
Well, every time Jim comes in from the club, I usually say to him, what's the crack?
I would have backed him. If he was racing, I would have backed him in a
day. Jim should have backed party politics, shouldn't he?
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually backed one in his life. I haven't backed one in my life. I've just bought sweeps.
It's the only thing. It's the only horse we've bet on because I can't hope this for horses. Mine actually got all the way around this time.
Oh.
In fact, all of our horses, me, the Ben and me mother and Jim, they were all up in the running. And with the front runners, you know, and we're all finished. And Jim, he backed a 200-1 shot. I says, you're joking. And it was up there with him, mind. And it finished 12th. I says, well, it was a good
bet. How much money is he going to get?
He's not going to get anything because it didn't finish in the first three. But it was 200-1 each way. He had £2 each way on it.
So how much money have
you got? Well, 400, over 400. But I won. So, place he would have gotten less, but he was still in. It was a good bet, that, for 200-1.
True.
He says I'm going by the outside.
I should have brought mine.
Where's Gran? Are you got any knitting line around here? Did you give up?
Did you give up on your squares?
Squares. Mm. Well, you've got your little thing to play with, that's right. But keep it on quiet. Do it on the quiet one. So
have you got? Can you have it louder and quieter?
She can have no. Well, she can have it with no sound of the sound.
Ah, I see.
Your father would have it with a no sound, didn't he, Annie? See if you can beat your record. What's your record?
15.
Right, see if you can beat that, you see. We've got an hour to try and beat that.
An hour?
Yeah.
Well, you've got less actually because they'll be getting your grandma changed.
They're going to tea, are they? Where,
yes, they're going to the Methodist Church.
In Melbourne?
Yes. Are you too young to remember our guys, Chris?
No.
And Nick's?
Is that one? I don't know where that one is. Or not.
Yes. You'll have your tea in the hall downstairs and then go to the service upstairs in the Methodist Church.
Because
you're invited there.
It's a day out, isn't that afternoon now?
Just for a day out.
You like a good sing? And you know all the Methodist hymns?
Oh, I'll be singing.
Why, yes. Yes, I was told you should have heard you on the karaoke night.
Yes.
When they had all the songs
did
for you.
Did I enjoy that?
You were singing your head off non-stop.
Don't tell you a thing like that.
You forget we've got spies. All the staff on this ward tell Jim exactly what you've been doing. That's how we knew you'd got your hair done. Can we have £5? You just had a hair permed. The day before, he's just coming in the... No, they sent to the ward. Can we have £5, please? Your mum's been out for the day and she's had her lunch out. You cost him a fortune and you say you've never been anywhere.
Well, he knows where the money is.
He didn't get in yesterday to see you because he was very, very busy. He's got a lot of poorly, really poorly patients at the moment.
The election that's up. I mean, we vote for the local candidates, don't we? You know when the voting days are?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's not just a Labour Conservative.
General election,
is it?
You're voting for an MP.
But we'll vote for our local. It's a
local. Yours, Ronnie. Are you in?
Teesdale?
Are you not in my
constituency?
He's
blind, isn't
he? Are you in Morpeth constituency or Blythe?
Couldn't tell you. I don't take a lot on.
Have you had no election addresses round?
Oh, yes, but I haven't had time to read them yet.
Do you not even notice the names?
Not the I haven't. There was one shot through just this morning. And I was on the phone, I just picked it up and Teesdale, I'm sure there's a Teesdale.
You must be in Blythe constituency.
Teesdale rings a bell.
Because ours, the Conservative, is Glen. And the Green is Nick, is it? The Green. The Lib Dem is Brian. Oh, he's a horrible man. He's one of these men who stand up and talk whether they've got anything to say or not, you know, at meetings. Not just political meetings, any kind of a meeting. He gets up and spouts, and a lot of it's a load of rubbish.
Just likes to hear his voice.
He does. And he's got such a superior attitude, I feel like spitting at him. Yeah, she got that yesterday.
It's pretty. I'll show you how to play the game.
Come on.
You might not be able to.
I know the last time, and I was reading all my pamphlets that came through, and I thought, well, you know, but a lot of them, I don't know. It's hard to know who to vote for, I think.
You surely don't want any vote Tories.
Well, I don't think I've done that badly with them, you know.
What do you think's happened to the health service? Have you talked to a nurse recently?
The nurses always complained they were badly paid.
Oh, just talk to them. They're just so short-staffed. I don't know when Jim last got off duty on time.
Why, they're short-staffed.
The last time he should have finished at 12:45, he got up about 1:30.
So what is that? Because they cut back, so they won't take on any more.
They can't. With all the wards that are closed because there aren't enough nurses.
I'm sure there's plenty of people who want to do nursing.
for. It'll not be for the they can train, there's plenty training, but when you finish your training there's no jobs. Look at
Sunderland. So they're limiting the numbers, the government's limiting
Sunderland
the numbers.
General, out of the last 30 something that trained, two got jobs. And they had to, I don't know where they went, but there was two got jobs. It was in,
did I read that in that free journal
I got, or was it a, somebody's chronicle I borrowed for some reason.
When you finish the game off,
I can't remember.
So they're not paying.
Have you beaten your last score yet?
She had got the 10 or something yesterday. As soon as she got 11, Mam, I've got 11. Mam, I've got 2 hours. We don't have to tell us in the middle. Wait till you finish then. Tell us how many you've got. She's going away in a couple of weeks for the brownies.
It's called Tetris. It's
where are you going?
I've got a Hexham.
Very nice. Wittenstall, beside.
Yeah.
Wittenstall.
The game is called Tetris.
Yes.
And it is a Nintendo.
We've got a cottage in the country for the brownies.
A Nintendo watch.
Oh, yes.
She says the days are cold, so they'll be...
And the day she goes there, I'm going to City Hall to see Joe Cocker that night.
No.
Joe Cocker.
Is it your just your brownie pack you're going? So they just one pack go at once, not ones from various...
Just the go one.
How long are you going for?
3 days.
Where are you trying to go with that Zimmer?
Chris, you were right about casualty last night at Wallerweight. She says to me, I've seen some horses. No, you haven't.
Right at the beginning.
Because she said, I'm sure Sean said it was a new series.
It wasn't a new series.
No, I know you are right now. Because I hadn't seen it, but Grandma said it was a new.
Grandma,
she said it didn't.
I didn't see any television last night. I was trying to catch up on housework.
She says, I'm going to be sick.
Are you trying to impersonate a monkey or what? She's crawling round and round the bars of his Zimmer.
Zimmer, is that what
they're calling? I'll get you one
for Christmas.
I am not.
People think I'm a mental case.
Well, aren't you?
You're mad.
What makes you think you're not?
Oh, sure.
That is a very nasty thing to say, you know. Very nasty.
Oops.
I said,
Grandma
said when she went to China and that she saw these buggies on the back of bikes that they were carrying, and I said, Grandma, how many hankies do they have to use?
Oh.
What?
She's making jokes.
Hankies. My mum was on about the bogies that they pull on their back behind
and
their
I
bikes.
Said, how many tissues do they have to use?
How many the hankies do they use to carry all them bogies?
Clever, aren't you?
I don't know.
She's been to middle school. She's been for a visit to the middle school.
Oh,
yes. And I'm allowed my pot, but trouble is, it might
went to the art, the art room for a, was it the whole day you were there?
We went after dinner.
So it like gives them a taste of what it's like. They go over for odd.
We do not eat the pot.
A little an afternoon or a morning or something in the middle school.
Mum, we don't eat the pot.
No.
And do you think you'll like it? I'm sure you will.
Because she starts the middle school in September, it's just a sort of run them in. You know, they take them for a little visit so they get used to the school before they go, which is a good idea. I mean, we were just thrown in, and you're frightened of the school, and you don't know where you are, and you don't. The older students and that. I say to our leaders, because I
heard what was school just big then.
Fred. He's a headmaster at the Guy Gross Middle School. When I was feeling that, he was always lovely.
Ina, what did you say to me?
No, I can't.
Did you meet Mr. She says, oh, yes, he's not here.
Weren't schools smaller when you were at school, though?
Yeah.
There was certainly, the grammar school I went to only had... there was about between 25 and 30 in each year. And there was only one form for each year.
I do. So bigger, the classes were bigger.
Say 100. Say there were 30 in a class. Five forms is 150.
They were a lot bigger than they were now in the school.
And there was about 20.
There was 30 in the class.
200 at the most. And that covered 14 small towns and small villages. Some of them were very small villages. Came from quite a wide area. Way up in the hills. Beedale and all that area, on the foot of the Cleveland Hill.
Wait, the high schools now, they take them from all over, don't they? Because they just have one spotted every year.
I think there's 1,300 at the high school in Mulford. Well, yes, they come from Rosbury. In fact, there was one boy, Les, actually lived 57 miles from the school. He lived... what was his address? Something. His father was a shepherd. His mother actually did bed and breakfast. She was on television about 5 years ago. She'd actually got electricity, I think it was. He became a shepherd when he left school as well. Something Pennine Way was his address.
Where's why I'm moving?
He actually lodged in Rosbury. Well, that was 15 miles to come
when
he was at school. But he used to go home for the Christmas holidays and nobody saw him again until about March because he couldn't even get to Rothbury. He was snowed in. It would have been, if it hadn't been that he had to go to a school in Northumberland, he was just as near.
I think I am.
Or possibly nearer to Scottish. Well, he went home at weekends. It's just the same as the kids from, say...
look like that.
That's you she's talking to, Mum.
I know that. I'm just looking. What you got there?
It's green dress.
It's green.
A green dress.
I could say black.
It's a navy cardi. That's what I'm going to put on you after.
That's the cardigan we bought you for Christmas. It's a jacket cardigan.
That's when you go to the tea party. You see, you've missed your mouth.
You need a bib, Mother.
Did you not have any bother with the rains through the week?
Margaret, I'll come back and change you later before we go to the tea party.
Where's the tea party?
At the Methodist Church. The Mad Hatter's Tea Party.
So we're going to have a clean dress.
Maybe.
You can't
go with that one. You've spilt your dinner down.
Oh yeah, I brought us some sweets. I brought us some last week and I forgot to leave them.
Oh, can I have some?
Yes,
that's her sure excuse.
We'll think about it.
I think I've got them.
Will you have one, please?
Thank
you. No.
I always end up with a dry throat in here with all this heat.
Well, they're good for dry throat. Mm.
Can I have one? Can you give me one? What's that?
It's just my paper. I'm marking my rose on.
You want a sweet?
Here, have a sweet. The very cider. It's a pad Uncle Jim gave me. That's supposed to be a picture of your intestines. That's your stomach. That's your jejunum.
Yes, it's where as all right as will ever be.
That's your
Jim and me man sitting
intestine.
Watching the football.
That's It's your small.
Oh, waiting to watch the football. I don't know what's. Sunderland's on this afternoon. Semi final of the cup.
Oh. Doesn't look very nice, does it?
It says to Jim, well, if they get through, do you not want to take it for Wembley to go and see them? He says, I've been to Wembley.
On the wrong side.
You haven't seen to see your team play. He says, right, the record once you've been to Wembley, the second time's never as good.
Man, you're moving.
I know, because you were bumping me. I can't knit where you'd close to us, man.
Why don't you move this Zimmer and sit on the seat?
Okay.
And tell me what you've been doing all the week.
Well,
have you done anything exciting?
No.
That's not the way to have the chair.
No, I'll tell you how far the rain affected us personally. You know the antique shop at the end of our road.
Yeah.
You know there are steps go up it.
Uh-huh.
Behind it.
Yeah.
Well, they go up at the side of it and down behind it.
Down to the river.
Down, and there's a path goes along and comes. It goes under the road bridge and comes out at the footbridge in Ronsbeck Street.
Uh-huh.
The water got up to the second step from the top. But when instead of turning right into my road, if you keep straight on and go along the river, you know where the flood wall is.
Yeah.
That's called Bennett's Walk. Bennett's Walk was all flooded, that was closed off. But that wasn't with flood water coming over, that was because it was coming up the drains, it couldn't drain into the river. So those houses were all sandbagged, but it got into some. The problem was that the road closed sign kept blowing down in the wind. I tried to stand it up, it was so heavy. I got it up, but it immediately blew down again. And people couldn't see that there was water there, and they were sort of going just a short way along and having to reverse back out again.
I'll tell you how bad I was. It was all over the road, the river main.
The anglers. From the anglers up.
When one of
where the park is where you used to play tennis.
When the father of one of the children came, he said sheep washers flooded. Yeah.
And there's a house there, it's a farm on the corner, and they always get it. Yeah, I mean,
when was this?
Last week, the rains?
Wednesday and Thursday. The children I have before and after school at Goose Hill School, you know, the one near me, just bottom of the road around the corner, that had to be closed on Thursday because the boiler room had flooded on Wednesday. And they had to dry it out. And also the children from Newminster were told, anyone living in the Middle Plains area, go home.
School, did they not? So I thought they would send them.
They sent them home at, they must have sent them home about 2:45 because they got home at 2:15.
I remember somebody came at the shop and says the Newminster school had been sent home. But which school is that? Is that one on your down the bottom of your lane?
No, Newminster's the one along Mitford Road, the one in the same grounds as Chantry. If you were going
Chantry School?
Yes.
Oh, that's right up the lane, then.
Yes, well, the sort of...
Oh, the river's just along there. Okay.
Yeah, they share the same school gate. You go up a long drive and Newminster's on your left and Chantry's on your right. But I should imagine... I should imagine that quite a lot of Chantry School children would be sent home because they're for the children outside of Morpeth. You know, they go there from Stannington and where else?
Mitford.
Do they go there from Netherwitton? Yes, they'll go there from Mitford. And of course, the water was well up into the gardens, the back gardens of the houses in Mitford Road.
Oh, it was a sight. The trees were racing down the river. The river was running.
Oh, they were huge.
Then, of course, when it subsides, you've got a build-up of trees that's left, you know, left on the where they've blocked.
There's a big tree was wedged on, I don't know if it's still there, on Friday. I took the trip to see it.
There'll be bodies. If there's any bodies down there, they'll be lifted.
Oh, heck. Under the...
She said, heck. She's got a swear box in her house.
Where are you holding that 5 pence?
I put 10 pence in the other day.
Under the Oldgate Bridge, the social club was flooded in the house.
Which one's the Oldgate Bridge? Is that the one from the Joiners?
No. The one from the Joiners that footbridge.
Because we walked over there yesterday.
That was closed off on...
There was one in the paper. There was a picture of it in the paper. And I'm sure it did say the Old Gate Bridge, I'm sure. And it was nearly
you know where the
it was going over the bridge.
You know where the clock tower is? Go past the clock tower, and that's the Old Gate Bridge, that nice big stone one, the newest
one. But you go over to the clubs on the other
side,
where you used to walk the bank there, where you used to.
That's right.
That's the one that was right over the top of that?
Yes.
Yeah, you know those house parties.
And it was over the footbridge. You know when you go into Morpheus, instead of turning right to go into Goose Hill to come to my house. When you go over that bridge, there's one further over to the left, just a footbridge, from the joiners through to Chantry Place. Mm-hmm. That bridge was closed off. It was up to there.
By the footbridge from the joiners?
Yes. That was closed off.
That might have been the one.
I don't know if I didn't see the water over it, because Jim and I went out at about 10 o'clock.
That's quite a drop, you know, because it's quite a long way down.
It's a heck of a way down.
Hell of a lot of water.
That's right.
At the end, did you see Noel's house party on the end when...
I don't watch it there. Yeah. On... when was it? Wednesday night? We went. Because it had been at 5 o'clock, you see, it had been up to the second... That was when it was up to the second step behind the antique shop. And we went along and had a look. And at 10 o'clock, it had dropped right down to the second step from the bottom, roughly. Mind it was going to be a high tide at 1 o'clock in the morning. But it would still have had to have risen a heck of a lot to get up to that level.
It takes a lot of water to do that, mate.
Oh, it does.
To run at any length of time.
Well, you know where the weir is in the park?
Yes.
That's quite a drop down the weir.
Yes.
Well, there was no weir there. It was above that. Mm. So, you know, it was just flowing along smoothly. You couldn't see that there was a weir there.
Nice
and the bridge near the baths, the Elliot Bridge,
yeah.
That was closed off. I think it was probably over there because the ducks were swimming on the road at 6 o'clock. Just on the road near the baths.
Yeah,
and all the new wood chippings that they put.
I was here to live that close to the river.
And yeah, you know, guess what a horse's favourite television programme is?
What is a horse's favourite television programme? What is a horse's favourite television programme?
Neighbours. What is...
Neighbours. Oh, sounds more like a sheep than a horse. Neighbours.
What is a pig's most favourite thing?
What is a pig's most favourite thing?
Honking. Honking. Because it was in
mud. I don't know, I think she's got a joke book, have you?
And what is...
Craig picks up these things from school.
What is...
Keep them clean.
What is a cow's...
Let me see your teeth. You haven't cleaned them in
what
2 days.
Disgraceful.
She just had a yellow sweet there.
She's just eaten the yellow sweet. Her tongue's all yellow.
What is a cow's favourite meal?
What is a cow's favourite meal?
Moose.
What?
Moose.
And a glorious moose. You said I'm doing an ad on MTV.
It's getting hotter in here.
It's getting hotter in here. It's warm.
Open, I know.
The window's open, I know.
Time does Jim finish it?
What time does Jim finish it?
Well, he should finish at 9.
And he should finish at 9.
Has he been in all day?
No, he stopped. Parrot. He started at 1. He went out at 1:15. He started at 1. He should finish at 9, or is it 5 to 9? I think it's officially 5 to 9. Not that he ever does.
I don't know how he finds time for his politics.
I don't know how he finds time for his politics.
Let alone anything else.
Well,
I'm going to put a zip on your mouth.
There are occasions when if I want to discuss something seriously with him, I sarcastically make an appointment. It was once years and years ago. He came in one night and I gave him this three pieces of paper. And what was it? He said, "What's this?" I said, "It's an application in triplicate." I've forgotten what it was I was going to buy. And I said, "I want to discuss this with you and when we can go and get it." I think I'd probably decided what it was, more or less, but he got quite stroppy.
I think it'd be funny sometimes to take a joke, and
I thought it was quite a good joke myself.
Auntie Anne.
Yes, dear. Anyway, the rest of them have gone to Belfast, by the way. I didn't see last Sunday, did I? Because we came in the morning.
Oh, Gareth hasn't gone.
No. Everybody. Shirley said she wouldn't believe he wasn't going until he didn't go. No, the rest of them have gone.
Did you see that about Simon Weston and the Falklands?
No, but I watched the programme on training the Paris.
Yes, we saw that.
It sickens you, doesn't it?
Oh, swearing.
Jesus.
Yes, they swear at them. There's no doubt about that. They swear at them.
Up there.
I can remember when Gareth did his initial paratraining, even though that they wear a vest and a t-shirt and one of those thick army shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the padded, what do they call it? You know, the camouflage jacket, what does he call it? I can't remember. Anyway, that. Even though they had that on, with having to march and run, they were doing these 15 miles half, well, sort of jogging and running. And with the 40...